Greetings and good day to you in the name of Jesus. This is me, James Glory, from the north of England with a short message for you today. I have just been talking to a dear friend of mine and he said these words, James, it seems just like I have lost my confidence. And I looked to him and I thought, what can I do? What can I say to encourage him? This man is a Christian. He's a Bible believer, but yet he seems to have gone flat. Now, I would prefer that our daily walk with Christ would not be a roller coaster ride, one minute up on the top of the mountains and the next down in the valleys. It would be good if we could keep that levelled, mature walk and approach. But however, that is not always possible. So today, I will relate to you some of the scriptures that I sent him in an email. And perhaps today, if your confidence is low, if perhaps you are feeling flat, if you are down in the valley, hallelujah, some scripture promises from the Word of God in the King James Bible. Yes, that preserved Word of God, from the inspired, God-breathed original received text for you. Please be before God and open your heart. Open your heart to the Word of God and let your confidence be boosted by the mighty promises of God. We all know this one. It is a good one from Philippians 4:13. You need to say this to yourself. Speak it over into and around your life, your heart and your mind so that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Yes, the Lord God will strengthen you. And when you feel encouraged, when your confidence does rise, hallelujah, then the strength will come from the joy, because the joy of the Lord is indeed your strength. Yes, you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. Hebrews 13:6, today you can say, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Oftentimes it is what we think other people are thinking that can break our confidence. Today, strength, stand strong on what God says you are. Hallelujah, more than a conqueror. Hallelujah, a child of the living God who has passed from death to life. Wonderful, yes. Hebrews 10:35-36 says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Yes, in this case, the will of God will indeed be having faith in what God's word says, standing on his promises and knowing that he will deliver you through this difficult time. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:6, one of my favorite verses, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, he is more than able to bring it to completion. He keeps his promises. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 3:19, it says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Hallelujah. Yes, he will make you walk on high places today with feet like hinds' feet. Hallelujah. And again, it tells us in that God is your strength. Consider the words of the mighty Apostle Paul, hallelujah, in Romans 8:37, when it says, despite the difficulties, despite the problems that are breaking your confidence, so it seems, when he says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Yes, him being Christ Jesus of Nazareth, crucified under Pilate and risen from the dead by the might and power of the ever eternal, glorious, blessed, potentate God. And 1 John 5:14 tells us, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatever soever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Yes, bring it to God in prayer. Confess your doubt. Confess your lowness. And confess the fact you've not been standing on his promises, despite what your eyes see. Go with what the word of God says today and see your confidence grow. John 14:12 tells you, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Hallelujah. Yes, believe on him. Do his works. And how can your confidence not rise? What does Zechariah 4:6 says? It says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, God's spirit will elevate, encourage and enable you to get through difficult times. Your confidence will return, for the Lord God has promised. Isaiah 43 tells you in verse 2, through these times of no confidence and difficulty, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:26 says, for the Lord shall be thy confidence. Did you hear that? Ye of no confidence, it says, for the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. It's time for you to rest on God's strength, not to lean on your own understanding, as the word says, but let the Lord God be your confidence. Act as if. Have faith. Just act as if you have the confidence, and it will be there, because God keeps his promises. 2 Corinthians 7:16 says, I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you in all things. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Yes, look to Christ Jesus today. Trust on his finished work has been sufficient to equip and enable you through these difficult, dark times. Hallelujah. Yes, our confidence is in the Lord, the joy, the source of our salvation, and our rest is found in him alone, the author of creation. 1 John 3:21 says, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. Do you have unconfessed sin? Is something in the way? Bring it to God. Bring it to God. And then you will have confidence. And Isaiah 40:31, a beautiful verse of renewal that tells us, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Scripture is clear, brothers and sisters. If you have problems with confidence today, stand on what God says, not what in your corrupted mind may tell you, or your circumstances, or the people outside influences are saying. God's word is sufficient to promise you these things, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that our confidence is based on his word and what he has done for us, passing from death to life. And I leave you with this beautiful verse today from Ephesians 3:19, which is for you, yes, for you today, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Today, may you be filled with the fullness of God, knowing the certainty of his eternal protection, that underneath are the everlasting arms, and that he rejoices over you with singing, and that greater is he who is in you today than is in the world with all its trials, tribulations, and troubles. Yes, rebuke that confidence in the name of Jesus. Stand on his promises, and I look forward to hearing testimony of the change in your life today. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. This is James Glory in the north of England, blessing you today. Hallelujah.